Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go back with me, please, to the book, I believe it's of Luke. You excited about this morning?
Yes.
I am too. Look out, lost loved ones and backslid friends. We're about to get on your case, big time, is that right? And when us and God get on your case, you might as well just give it up and come on to church. Yes. Right? Yes. Luke chapter 10. How many have some relatives that, far as you know, they're not saved? Let me see. Oh, look at these hands. Are some relatives that, far as you can tell, maybe they had been saved, but they're backslid. They ain't living for God. Yeah, look at that. Hands all over. Well, that's how it is. That's not how it has to be. In Luke 10, let's talk today about what we can do. In Luke, the 10th chapter, Luke chapter 10. Are you there? And verse 2. Jesus said, "The harvest truly is great." How many can come in? Just a few? No, the harvest is great. Great. Somebody said, well, you know, the Bible talked about, you know, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many that go therein, and straight and narrow is the way, and few that go there. Yeah, but few compared to what? Few compared to the billions. But even a few of billions is a great harvest, right? Many, many, many. How many believe that right now today, millions and millions and millions can and should come into the kingdom of God right now? Everybody could, but not everybody will receive. But how many believe that millions and millions and millions are just ripe? They're ripe. They heard the right word today. If it came the right way, they're just ripe to respond and receive. He said, the harvest truly is great. It's big. But the laborers are what?
Few.
Is this true?
Yes, sir.
The laborers are what?
Few.
Well, I've heard people imply we had too many preachers already. Huh? That was kind of weak. Did you hear that? A lot of folk are like, yeah, I think so. I think we got too many preachers as it is. Well, preachers are not the only ones who are laborers.
That's right?
Right? But do we have too many preachers?
No,
we don't. Jesus said there are what?
Few.
We could use a lot more. Now, a lot of folk don't believe that. I know when I went to Bible school, I hadn't decided that I was going to be a preacher, and so I went to Bible school. That's not how it worked with me. I was going to be a fighter. What are y'all laughing about? That was my aspiration. I wanted to be a full contact martial arts champion. That's what I wanted to be. And I trained night and day for it. And God got a hold of me. Thank God. Because by now, by this age, you know, I'd have had a lot of broken bones and a lot of, you know. Even when you win, you get hurt. And this is so much more fun. How many believe God has a better idea than you do about your life? That's why you don't tell your children you can do anything you want to do when you grow up. Don't tell them that, because it's not true. Did you hear me? You can be anything you decide to be. You can do anything you decide to do. No, that's not true. What you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to do, has already been decided for you. Did you hear me? It's not for you to decide what you want to be and do. It's for you to discover what you're ordained to be. and do. And God has ordained that His people be in all walks of life, doctors and lawyers and mechanics and nurses and people on every area to represent Him.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Find out what you're called to be, ordained to be. And so all Phyllis and I got in our hearts that we were supposed to go to Bible school. I thought I'd go 1 year and then I'd go back home and maybe resume my fighting career. That's all I knew. But as the time went on, I began to see God had something else in mind. And it began to dawn on me. In fact, I came home after a few months. A gentleman, pastor at the First Baptist Church in town, asked me, would I come speak for him? And I said, sure. Of course, I'm just like 6 months in Bible school, maybe. I'm green as can be. And prior to this, I was a fighter. I could kick you real hard, but I couldn't preach to you. I'm driving around town that Saturday. I'm supposed to speak at that church Sunday. I'm driving around town. And on the radio comes an advertisement for the First Baptist Church. Come here, Reverend Keith Moore, at such and such Baptist Church, 10 o'clock in the morning. I about run off the road. I thought, Reverend Keith Moore? My Lord, I'm a preacher. Now, I know that may sound weird to you, but that's the truth. It hadn't dawned on me. I went back to school after the vacation and all that. And the years I went to school, they had a stream of speakers come through the school and seminars that were just, outstanding. Well, I'll name off some of them to you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Brother Lester Summerall, and of course, Brother Hagin was there speaking all the time. And I mean, some of the most famous missionaries from Africa and India. As all these people spoke, it seemed like all of them were just absolutely anointed to the gills and full of the Word. And I'm comparing myself with them. And I'm thinking, man, it ain't no comparison. I mean, and it just seemed to me like the whole world was full of preachers. Of course, I'm in Bible school.
Yeah.
I'm not really putting that together, but I mean, there's a concentration. It seems to me there's just wonderful preachers everywhere. I mean, and what am I going to do? And I got to thinking, well, there's basically already too many preachers. What am I thinking about? And the Lord brought this to me with force one day. The laborers are few. What you're thinking is not true. The laborers are few. We should have more, many, 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 many more. Jesus taught us to pray this way. We're talking about prayer. Pray what? Pray, are you there in your scripture? Pray what? That He would what? Send laborers into the harvest. Now you see a whole lot of things here. Well, isn't it the Lord's harvest? Doesn't He know that we should have more laborers? Why don't He just send them? Why does He tell us to pray? You begin to get insight. Like one individual said years ago, he said, it seems God is limited by our prayer life, that He can do nothing for humanity unless someone asks Him. Though people might not readily accept that, there are legalities involved, and He taught us to ask. In fact, He says, you have not. Why? Because you didn't ask. Right? And He tells us we should have more laborers. So what? So I know what you need, and I'll just send it. Don't worry about it. No. Ask. Ask. So this should be an ongoing thing. Lord, send laborers into that area. Lord, send laborers into China. Lord, send laborers into Afghanistan. Lord, we ask you, send more laborers into Iraq. Lord, send laborers into Iran. Lord, send laborers. Right? We ought to pray that God would send laborers, and we ought to volunteer that we are laborers. We ought to believe that God answers our prayers by sending laborers across the paths of our loved ones and friends and just strangers that we've met, because not everybody's ready for you. Did you know that? You are just not everybody's cup of tea. And I am not everybody's cup of tea. I told it a while back. We were at one of the Copeland's conferences. And somebody right before had told me, you know, they love Brother Copeland, but they really like to see me. One guy said his wife really loved me and didn't want to watch any other preacher. And then we didn't go around the corner good until this lady came and said, oh, I saw you on Brother Kenneth. So my husband likes to watch you. Now, she said, now, I'm not much on you. But he likes you pretty good. Well, thank God there's more than one vessel. Right? Because some people, they'll hook up with certain individuals and ministries, and others they don't. You know, if there are certain ministers that really minister to you, well, don't just set them on a pedestal and say, well, they're the best, they're better than everybody else. No, no, you're supposed to be hooked with them. Exactly. So you're graced to hear and receive from them. Right. That doesn't mean everybody else is substandard and inferior to them. Did you hear me? That's just where you're supposed to be hooked. And of course, you're going to receive. If you're where you're supposed to be hooked, you're going to receive through those ministries unlike any other. And thank God for it. But there are labors. There are times that if you're dealing with somebody and you can tell they need to get back to God, they need to be converted, they need to get saved, or they need to get back to God. But there'll be times you can tell, I am not the one. I'm not the laborer that they'll receive from. And oftentimes this is the case with family members. Huh? No matter how much you know about it, a lot of times big sister just does not want to hear it from little sister. Right?
Amen.
Our little brother just does not want to hear it from big brother. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so you need to realize that, and you need to back off.
Amen.
Did you hear that word?
Yes,
you need to quit preaching to them. Did you hear that now?
Amen.
You need to, you know, to be a little more bluntly, you need to shut up. Why? Because you're pushing them away.
Right. Amen.
They don't want to hear it from you. And so you need to be quiet. Well, this is certainly true so many times with married people, with spouses.
Amen.
Hmm? A lot of times the wife just does not want to hear it from her husband. The husband just does not want to hear it from his wife. He may know it's true. She may know it's true, but they just don't want to hear it from them. They'd reject it just because it came through their mouth. Even if they're in their heart, they knew it was true. So have some wisdom in the Holy Ghost. And be led and know that there are times when you just need to smile and just love them, but you know you're not the one. And you just walk away and say, Lord, send a laborer across their path, somebody they will listen to.
Yes.
There's somebody that they'll... Have we digressed, or are we talking about prayer?
Amen.
To my prayer. There's somebody they'll listen to.
Yes.
Now, this is effective prayer instead of just saying, oh, God, please save my sister. Save my sister, please. And just praying that for 30 years. Oh, please, God, save my sister. He has already done everything that's necessary for your sister to be saved.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.